Good morning, Sun City Shadow Hills. My name is Moira McLeod Foster. I'm seeking re-election to our board of directors. I presently serve as your treasurer. In 2021, when I chose to run, I did so with the knowledge that I have the skill set and qualities that are required for an individual to be a successful member of a board of directors. Those skills are leadership, financial knowledge, temperament, and the willingness and understanding of the time commitment and dedication that are required of a director of a board. I believe that then, and I do now, with my desire to run for re-election. Volunteering has always been a part of my life. Some of the information that I will share with all of you may be repetitive, but must be stated for our newer residents. I am a dual U.S. and Canadian citizen. I was born and raised in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. I have lived in this community for 6 years, and I believe our community is a wonderful place to be, given all of our amenities, clubs, and activities that are available to all of us. I am running to continue to preserve the beauty of our wonderful community, our amenities, and to ensure that our home values are maintained and appreciated. I want to continue to keep our HOA dues as low as possible. We still have one of the lowest HOA dues in our valley. My qualifications are as follows. I have a Bachelor of Science in Business Management from Pepperdine University. I spent a total of 30 years with Bank of America, 28 years as a vice president in retail banking, and 2 years with Bank of America's Wealth and Investment Management Group as a vice president and senior client manager. I held 2 SEC licenses. Upon my retirement, I was recruited by a former client, JFFD, CPAs, and accounting firm. My primary responsibilities were interacting with high-profile clients, analyzation of client information. I prepared complex tax returns, financial statements for various entities for partner review. I have proven experience as a board member. I'm the board liaison to our Finance Advisory Committee. This committee is responsible for reviewing all HOA contracts, financials, the annual budget, and all procurements over $5,000. I'm also the liaison to the Landscape Advisory Committee. This committee provides oversight to all common area improvements. I also serve on the Creative Arts Club Board. During my tenure on the board, we have successfully completed, reviewed, and approved the annual budget. We have ensured that our reserves are amply funded. Preparing our annual budget is a very lengthy process that starts in late summer. All operating expenses are carefully vetted to ensure that any monetary savings can be realized for the benefit of the HOA to keep our dues as low as possible. We work in tandem with our management company, DRM, and the Finance Advisory Committee. They provide us with input to make the best possible decision regarding our budget. Upon completion, the Finance Advisory Committee reviews the final draft of the budget and recommends approval. It goes without stating the budget must always balance, as well as all of our financials. Unfortunately, it has been stated by Terry and Barbara that there is a surplus in our operating account. This is incorrect. On a monthly basis, our HOA averages $900,000 in expenses, which equates to approximately $10,800,000 on an annual basis. Additionally, it is highly recommended by accountants and HOA analysts that our HOA keep between 1.5 months to 3 months worth of operating capital, which is approximately $2.5 million. In the event that there are unseen expenditures due to prudent fiscal management, our HOA has never required a special assessment of our homeowners. It has also been stated that the board has secret meetings. Whatever meetings are held, either executive session or open board meetings, are duly noted as required by California Civil Code. Our legal counsel is always present at any meeting that takes place and provides counsel to ensure that California Civil Code is always followed. Therefore, no secret meetings have occurred. As homeowners, it is imperative that we are all aware of our rules, regulations, CC&Rs, and bylaws. These are our governing documents. It was stated by Barbara Preslock at the Meet the Candidates session that reading our manuals to get information is ridiculous. I find that statement troubling. To be a board member, one must be familiar with our governing documents. It is our duty to do so. Terry Kuhn stated that he wants reserves fully funded. To do so at 100%, which is full funding of our reserves. If this were the case, this would cause a large increase in the amount of the monthly assessment. The reserves are funded by a portion of the assessment. Both Terry and Barbara state that they want lower assessments. However, by increasing the amount of the funding of the reserves, as Terry stated, it would not be feasible for that to be accomplished. A large number of HOAs in the state of California have reserves funded at approximately 30%, which means that there would be a high likelihood of a special assessment for those HOAs. Given our funding level that is previously stated, we would only have a 1% probability of a special assessment. During my time on the board, there have been a wide range of planned projects and replacement of equipment that have reached or exceeded their usable life. Some example of these are replacement of AC units with energy-efficient units, which will provide cost savings to the HOA. Replacement of concrete with pavers at the Montecito Clubhouse. Pavers have a longer usable life and therefore represent savings to our HOA over the long run. The appearance is far more attractive. Pavers do not have the potential to be the cause of a tripping hazard as concrete does. Replacement of kitchen equipment at Shadows Restaurant that was much needed as the existing equipment had far exceeded its usable life and constantly required repairs. Replacement of the pool furniture at the Montecito pool area. Ongoing replacement of plantings in the common area with more appropriate desert-tolerant species. This will also update the common areas as well as a cost savings with water usage. Upgrade of the snack shop area with more available seating and a better utilization of the space. This will equate to a revenue-producing location that has been rebranded as the Terrace. Installation of a water feature in Lake Number 2. Upgrade of security cameras within the community for safety. Replacement of the carpeting in the Montecito Fitness Center slated for July of this year. As one of five directors, we as a board all work diligently together to keep our community safe, functioning at the highest level for all residents' enjoyment of all of our amenities. That is my duty as a director of our board, and that is what I have done and will continue to do so when I am reelected. As board director, I believe it is long past time to reevaluate our penalty fine schedule. In fact, this has not been revisited in quite some time. Fines need to be fair and judiciously administered. I believe we need to set up a committee tasked with reviewing the fine structure and provide their input to the board for further action. One must always be open to input from residents. I believe this makes sense. One of the most challenging issues that has come before the board is the North Channel Project. For those of you who are not aware of the reasons why our community is involved in this project and why we as a community are responsible for the funding of certain parts of this project. In August of 2005, the builder-developer of Sun City Shadow Hills entered into an agreement with CBWD. Pulte, the developer, agreed to allow CBWD ingress, egress to our property for the purpose of flood control for the eventuality of a 100-year flood. Pulte agreed that Sun City Shadow Hills would bear the fiscal responsibility of all flood damage to our property as well as all repairs. Due to this, funds in the amount of $1.5 million was set aside in a separate account in order to alleviate the possibility of a special assessment. Estimates to fund the erosion control and the retrofitting of the Jefferson Bridge by our engineering consultant as of 2020 was approximately $1 million. To date, approximately $300,000 has been spent on this project. I believe it is my duty to see this project to completion. When I originally ran, I committed that it was my duty to work hard and have the best interests of our community as a priority. I have done so and will continue to do so when reelected. I come to you now, not making overreaching promises, but simply to work hard for our community, do the best job I possibly can. That is my duty and what I have always promised to do. That is my commitment to each and every one of you. The best option for this community is continuity. It is of paramount importance that a board member have a grasp and understanding of our community, understanding of our financials, the ability to work cooperatively with the other board members. Each board member has an equal vote. I have a duty to our community and will continue to serve our community to the utmost best of my ability. That is my commitment to each and every one of you. It is the duty of, as a director of our board. It would be an honor to have your vote to re-elect me so that I may have the privilege to continue to serve. If you wish to have one of my yard signs or to make a contribution to my campaign, please check my ad in the review. This has my contact information. Thank you for your consideration and your vote.